Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show. 3, 2, 1, boom.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Thrive Time Show on your podcast download. Now, on today's episode, I had a unique opportunity to sit down with David Robinson, the NBA Hall of Fame basketball player, who has gone on to achieve massive success off the court. I mean, the guy won 2 gold medals as an Olympic athlete, as a basketball player. He also won 2 NBA championships. He's a part owner of the San Antonio Spurs. He built the Carver Academy school system. You really should check that out, the George Washington Carver Academy. It's an unbelievable charter school system he built. He Academy Sports, the Center Plate company. They provide a lot of the food that you can buy at professional sports arenas. His investment fund is called the Admiral Fund. If you get a chance to check that out, I mean, the guy is just super successful. Everything that he has touched in his life since enrolling in the United States Naval Academy, he seems to have turned to gold. And one of the things that David Robinson doesn't have a problem with, or at least you don't see from the outside him having a problem with, is discipline within his organizations. He's a man who has patterned himself as an athlete. I mean, the guy worked out constantly, pushing himself to the physical limits. He just looked like a physical specimen. I mean, the guy was just like, looked like a superhero during his NBA career. I mean, his arms were massive. His body stayed in great physical shape. I mean, he just was very rigorous as a student in college, very rigorous as a professional athlete, and very rigorous as a business person. He's also a very kind person. So during this interview, I sat down with David and I asked him, how do you instill a culture of discipline? You know, especially at a school, the Carver Academy. Here he started a school to serve inner city kids that couldn't afford to go to private school. And the kids who have gone through his program have gone on to have massive success. And so how do you take an inner city kid who it maybe brings a lot of negativity in with them when you enroll them in school? And how do you bring an inner city kid into your school program without bringing the inner city kid attitude into the school? How do you change the mindset of employees on your team? How do you instill a culture of discipline? I think you're going to love this interview. I know I certainly enjoyed it. And without any further ado, the one-on-one with David Robinson as we talk about how to instill, how to create a culture of discipline.
Do you have a system in place of this is what the next step is, this is the next step, this is the next step? Do you have those progressive disciplinary procedures?
We did. We were very specific about the things that we did. And my head of school was phenomenal at that. That was really her role. And so, you know, we didn't focus on the punishments, but we did have kids knew what step one, step two, step three, step four was. And, you know, for me in college, I remember in one particular class, there was a sequence of events that you would go through. I was growing at the time. I grew 6 inches in college, so I fell asleep quite often. And I fell asleep in this one class. And I remember there were stages that I went through, and like stage 6, I think, was getting an F in the class for the semester. Okay. So I think I got to about stage 4.
And
I
was really? You were stage 4?
Well, I was growing at the time. I fell asleep standing up, I think, one time. But I think, yeah, it's very important that people understand that you have one chance, 2 chance, but this is an action that's not tolerated in this environment. And if you're constantly positively reinforcing them,
yeah,
then you generally tend to not focus on the spankings as much as the encouragement.
So let's say I own a bakery, okay? And I hire somebody, and let's say that I hired you to come work for the bakery.
Right.
Would I then just tell you, hey, here's our handbook, here's our mission, And here is our disciplinary policy, as well as kind of a bunch of things that you're reading? Or how do you recommend you tell somebody about this discipline? I mean, if I'm a small business owner watching this, how do you recommend that we bring up the conversation so that people know what it is? Because we don't want to focus on it.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, you make it clear. I think you always go back to culture. You talk about culture. in any organization, mentorship, leadership is always key. And so the best way to do it is to put them with someone who can walk them through the process, someone who knows the culture, someone who does it right so they can see what right looks like. Mm. And then when they do wrong, they can be corrected immediately by the mentor. So I think that that's a real key, is to walk people through a process and get them to understand this is what right looks like. You know, when we see wrong, we'll deal with wrong, but this is what it looks like when it's done the correct way. So I think you just have to focus on the positive. Focus on you. That's why it's so important to define roles, because you have to know what it looks like, because it's hard when you don't know what it looks like. You don't know what wrong is. You don't know when you're stepping out of bounds. You don't know when something is not acceptable. So if you have the picture clearly painted for them, then I think you spend a lot less time focusing on the negative. I would use my children as an example. When they were smaller, I would spank them when they did something wrong.
Yeah.
But I always focused on the loving part. So even after I had to spank them, I would hug them, and I would never spank them when I was angry, because I didn't want them to think I was just mad at them.
Yeah.
That was a consequence of your action. But then I would spend a lot of time hugging them and talking to them about, you know, this is why you can't do that. It's not a good thing for you in the long term. I can't have you doing that. And so what ends up happening is, after a short period of time, you never spank them again.
Yeah.
Because they understand the discipline. They understand the structure that, hey, there's a consequence to when I do things wrong, but I get such great reinforcement when I do things right that there's not really a reason for me to step out of bounds anymore. So that it happens in a family, and you can make it so that it happens in an organization the same way.